Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parsha's Vayishlach. That's Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yedaled, and we're learning about how Yaakov was preparing to meet Esav. Vayolin Sham Balayla Hu, and he slept there that night. Vayikach Min Abba Biyadei Minchal Esav Achiv, and he took from that which was in his hand a mincha, a present for Esav his brother. Let's see Rashi here. Pasuk Yedaled, Abba Biyadei Brishusai. It was in his Rishus. It was his. V'chein Veikachas Kol Artem Yadai Umayir Shagado Min Abba Biyadei. What does that mean? Avanim Tavis Margolius. This is precious gems and pearls. Shadim Tsar Betzor V'naisim Biyadei. That a person ties up in a kerchief and he carries them in his hand. That's what it means. Haba biyadei, he actually sent precious gems and pearls to Esav. Davar acher, min haba biyadei, min hachulin. It was regular chulin. Shenatol meiser, he had taken meiser off of it already. Kamadat amar, aser yasrenu lach, v'hadr lakach mincha. Then he took off a mincha. He first gave meiser, then he separated a present. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tezvav. What was the present that he sent to Esav? Izim masayim, 200 female goats, usyashim esrim, and 20 male goats. Rechelim masayim, 200 ewes, which means female sheep, ve'elim esrim, and 20 rams, which as male sheep, gemalim benikes ubenehem shloishim, 30 nursing camels ubenehem, paris arbayim, 40 cows, uparim asara and 10 bulls, asoinis esrim, 20 female donkeys, vayarim asara and 10 male donkeys, vayitin biad avadav, and he placed them with his servants, eder levadai, each herd separately, vayemer avadav, and he told his servants, ivru lufanai, pass in front of me, v'revach tosimu bein eder, and you shall make a space in between each herd. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk tezvav, izim masayim usyashim esrim, masayim izim tzrichas esrim tyashim, 200 female goats need 20 male goats. Bechain Kulman with his entire present. Hazucharim k'dei tzar chanekevas, he gave as many males that are needed for the females. Ubreshes rabba darish mikan lo'in amur batara, from here we learn how much a man is supposed to be with his wife. Hatayalim, a person that takes trips, meaning he's not really a very busy person. Bechol yoim, he has a chiv of oina every single day with his wife. Hapayalim, laborers, shtayim b'shabbos, twice a week. Hachamarim, donkey drivers, achas b'shabbos, only once a week. Hagamalim, camel drivers, achas l'shim yoim, once every 30 days. Hasapanim, sailors, achas l'shish chadashim, once every 6 months. I don't know exactly how to understand this medrash with these psukim. It seems to me, says Rashi, we could learn from here, it's just simply trying to tell us that the amount that a man has to be with his wife is not equal with everyone. It just depends how busy this person is. We find here that every male goat had 10 female goats, also every ram. That's because they don't do any work. They just sit around frolicking and jumping and eating grass. Dark and lahar, tashmish, that's why they have a lot of tashmish. La aber esr nekeva is therefore one male is able to impregnate 10 females. Ubehem shenis abra, and an animal once it becomes pregnant, anima kabel zacher, it can't receive a male. Uparim cows, shaiskim lacha, they do work. Loi maser zacher elodal nekevas, a male he only had 4 females. Lachamar and a donkey shaylch b'derech rechayka, that goes always on long distances. Shtei nekevas lezacher, there's only one female for a male. Lagmalim and camels shaylch b'derech yaiser rechayka, they travel even further. Nekeva achas lezacher, there's only one female per male. And how do we know that by camels there's only one female per male? Pasuk Dazayin in Rashi, Gmal Menikas Ubnei Shleshim Ubnei Mimayim, this means their children are with them. But Umejr Shagad, the Mejr says, Ubnehem Banoehem, the ones that build them, Zachar Kenegin Nekeva, that means it was one female camel and one male camel. And Lafisha Tsanua Batashmish, since they're very Tsanua, they're very modest when it comes to relations, Leipers Makasav, the Pasuk doesn't say the male that was with it, it just says Binehem, but that's really talking about the male. Va'ayarim, what is an ayar? Chamar Zacharim, that means a male donkey. Pasuk Zayin Rashi, he separated each herd, eder levadai, each one separate, kol min v'min la'atmai, each one to its own. Evru lufana, he said, pass in front of me, derech yaim, there should be a whole day's distance in between you, apachas, or just a little bit less, v'ani avachrechem, and I'm going to come after you. V'revach tasimu, you should make a space in between each herd, eder lefnei chaver m'loy ayin, it should be as far as the eye can see, k'dei l'hasbiya enishal oisei rasha, that's in order to satiate the eye of that rasha, ulesavhayal ribu hadarin, and to surprise him and make him shocked of how great this present is, because just as he finishes receiving one flock, so then in the distance he's going to see another one coming, and then another one coming, and it looks like this giant present. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yudches, Vayitzavis Rishon Lemar, he commanded the first group saying, Kivgashcha Esav Achi, when my brother Esav meets you, She'elcha Lemar, and he asks you saying, L'miyatav Anaselech, to whom do you belong, and where are you going? L'mi Elefanecha, and what is this in front of you? V'amartin, you should say to him, La'adcha L'Yakov, to your servant Yaakov, Mincha Hishlucha L'adoni L'Esav, it is a present being sent to my master Esav, V'hine Gam Hu Acherenu, and he's also behind us. Vayitzav Gamas Hasheni, Gamas Hashlishi, he also commanded this to the second one and to the third one. Gamas Kol HaHelchem Achrei Adarim Lemar, also to all the ones that were going with the flock, saying, Kadavar Hazeh Damron Al Esav, like this matter you should say to Esav V'mayetzachem V'yisoy when you encounter him. V'amartam, you shall say, said Yaakov, Gam Hinei Havdecha Yaakov Achareinu, Yaakov, your servant is also behind us. Ki Omar, because he said to himself, meaning Yaakov was thinking to himself, Achaper Aponav, I'm going to clear away his angry face, V'mincha Elechas Lefanei, with his present that's going in front of me, V'acharei Kein Er Aponav, and only after afterwards I'm going to see him, ula yisapane, perhaps he's going to forgive me. So let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud Ches, Yaakov had told his messengers, he's going to ask you, lemi ata, shel mi ata, to whom do you belong to? Mishalchacha, who sent you? Usarguma leman at, ulemi el fanecha, ve'ela shel fanecha, this in front of you, shel mihem, who does it belong to? Lemi hamin chazay shlucha, who's this present being sent to? Let's see Rashi, Pasuk Yud Ches, v'amarta le'adachal Yaakov, you should say that it belongs to your servant Yaakov, arishan rishan, val achrin achrin. The first question you should answer first, and the second question second. Shesha'alta, that which he asks you, lemi ata, to whom do you belong? La'adachal Yaakov ani, I belong to Yaakov. And that which you ask, it's a present for you. Yaakov is also behind us. Rashi, he said, I'm going to clear away his anger. I'm going to nullify his anger. Anytime it says the word kapara by oven and chet by sin, and what has to do with panim anger, it all has to do with wiping away and removal. So back to Chumash Pasuk of Beis, and the present passed in front of him, and he stayed that night in camp, and he got up that night, and he took his two wives and his two maidservants and his 11 children, and he crossed over the Yabik passage, and he took them, and he transferred them over the brook, over the stream, and he transferred over that which was his. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, Vesachar Asar Yiladov, and his 11 children, Vedina Hechen Haisa. Where was Dina? He had 11 boys, but he also had one girl. He had Dina, so where was she? Nasna Bateva Vinal Bafanel. He put her in a box and he closed it. Shalitain Ba Esav Enov, said Esav shouldn't be able to see her. Well, Kachanan is Yaakov, and that's what Yaakov was punished. Sheminame Achiv, he held her back from his brother, Shematach Zrianel Mutav. She could have had him do tshuva, Vinafla Biat Shechem, and so she fell into the hands of Shechem. Yabai Shemanar, that's the name of the river. Pasuk of Dalad and Rashi, Es Asher Loi, Habayim Vamataltalin, he brought over all of his animals and all of his other stuff. Asa Atzmei Kigesher, he made himself like a bridge. Neitu Mikan, Menech Kan, he took from here and he placed over there. Bat Chomish Pasuk of Hei, Vayavasar Yaakov Vada, Yaakov was left alone. Vayavik Ish Imoi, and a man tingled with him, Adalai Sashachar, all the way until dawn. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Hei, Vayavasar Yaakov Vada, why was he left alone? Shachach Pachim Kitanim, he forgot small jugs, Vachazar Lame, so he went back to get them. Vayavik Ish, Menachem Perish, he explains, Vayis Apir Ish, then a man dusted with him. Moshein Avak, from the expression of dust. Shahu Malam Afer Braglaim Aide Ninuam, that they kicked up a whole bunch of dust because of their movements, meaning they were fighting with each other. Vuli Nir Shuloshen Vaiskasher, but it seems to me, says Rashi, that it's an expression of being tied or bound up. Vloshen Aramihu Basar Dabikube, Vaavak Lemevak, Loshen Aniva, it's an expression of tying or being bound, being stuck together. Shekain Derch Shnaim Shemis Atzmin Lahapilishis Reu, when you have two people that are working really hard, each one to knock down the other one, Shechaivka Vaivka Bizraisov, that he hugs him and he intertwines with his arms, so it's like they're locked or intertwined together. And Chazal explained that who is this man that he was fighting with? It was the Tsar, it was the ministering angel of Esav. This wasn't a real man, it was an angel that he was fighting with. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chavav, Vayar ki lo yachaloi, and the angel saw that he wasn't able to overcome him. Vayiga b'kaf yirechai, so he hit him on the ball of his thigh bone. Vateka kaf yerech Yaakov be'avka imoi, and he dislocated the kaf yerech of Yaakov in his fighting with him. Let's just see Rashi over Pasuk Chavav, Vayiga b'kaf yirechai, Kulis Hayarech, this is the upper end of the thigh bone, Hatakua Bakilboy says, which is stuck into the hip socket. Kari Kaf, it's called a kaf, which is like a lashon of spoon, Al Shem Shahabasar Shaleh Kamin Kaf Shal Kedera, because the flesh which is on it is in the shape of a stirring spoon. Vateka, what does that mean? Niskaka Mimkam Chaverto, it was pulled loose from where it was connected. Batchomish Pasuk of Zayin, Vayomer, and the Malach said, Shalcheni, let me go, Ki Allah Ashachar, because it's become dawn. Vayomer, and Yaakov said, Leshalich, I'm not going to send you, Ki Imberachtani, only if you bless me. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Zayin, Ki Allah Ashachar, Vitzarchani Lemer Shir Bayom. I have to say Shira during the day, so you have to let me go back up to Shemayim. Berachtani, I'm not going to let you go unless you bless me, says Yaakov. Hoida li al brachas sheberachani avi. You have to admit to me, you have to agree to me over the blessings that my father blessed me, she'esav ma'ar alim, because Esav's not very happy about them, he's protesting them, so you have to bless me, meaning you have to agree to those blessings. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Ches, Vayomer elav mashemecha. So the Malach told him, what's your name? Vayomer Yaakov. He said, my name's Yaakov. Vayomer, and he said, lo Yaakov yeomer oid shimcha. It will not be said that your name is Yaakov, ki im Yisrael, your name will be Yisrael, ki sarisa im elikim va'anashim atuchal, because you were saris with elikim and with men, and you overcame. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Tes, lo Yaakov, lo yomer oid shabrachas bo l'cha ba'akva urmiya. It's not going to be said anymore that the brachas came to you with trickery and with deceit, ki im besrara v'gilui panim, only with authority and in full view. V'saivcha kadosh baruch hu nigla alecha beis kel o machlof shimcha, and Hashem is going to reveal himself to you in beis kel, and he's going to change your name, v'shamu varchecha over there, he's going to bless you. And I'm going to be with you over there, and I'm going to admit to you over there over them. Let's just go to the next Rashi. What does it mean, and with men? Esav and Lavan, you fought with Esav and Lavan. Vatucha lohem, meaning you overcame them. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayishal Yaakov, and Yaakov asked, Vayyamar, he said, Hagid Anashim Echa, tell me your name. Vayyamar, he said, Lamazat Tishalashmi, why are you asking my name? Vayvarcha Yisayisham, and he blessed him over there. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed. Lamazat Tishal, why are you asking my name? Ein lanu shem kavua, we don't have a set name. Mishdan and Shmaisenu, our names change. Lefi mitzvah Savayit Sashlichos Shanu Mishdachim, based off of the mission that we have to do. So our name changes, so I actually don't even have a name to tell you, says the Malach to Yaakov. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow talking about the encounter between Yaakov and Esav. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.